It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday Morning. So this morning I'd like you to take a moment to reflect on how you think about yourself and how you think about others seeing you. Essentially, talking about how do you define yourself. I don't want you to define yourself, but rather to reflect on what is that idea you have in your mind of who you are, of perhaps how other people see you. And that might be a combination of many, many factors. It might be the way that you think, the beliefs that you have, the opinions you hold. It might be an expression of your passion, your emotions in life. It could be an expression of your skills, your talents, the way you present things in the world. Or it could be a reflection of what you do in the world, perhaps a career or the people you look after, whatever it might be. That idea is not only sort of very small, quite sort of limiting, but it's also sort of very fixed. And there's the possibility that over time we can let go of some of those fixed ideas. We can loosen it up a little bit and maybe even go beyond it altogether. But I'll come back to that in a moment. How often have you been in a social situation, maybe even a business situation, where people have asked you, so what do you do? It's almost the first question after sort of, hi, my name, it's the first question, what do you do? Almost as though for that other person, they're trying to work out, okay, so who is this person? Where do I put them in my mind? And whilst in many ways, this is, of course, understandable, we're always looking for ways to engage in conversation, to find points of mutual interest where we can kind of converse. But at the same time, if we are thinking of ourselves in that way, if we are thinking about others in that way, we are ignoring so much of the world and we're not really exploring. There's not a sense of kind of real interest. I always loved the difference in sort of the way we might speak to a child. So what do you like doing? Versus how we speak to an adult. So what do you do? I don't know at what age that changes. There's probably an appropriate age where that changes and reasons for why that changes. But wouldn't it be so much nicer if we ask somebody, so what do you enjoy doing in life? The fact of what they actually do to make a living is kind of neither here nor there. I remember back at the monastery, someone far, far wiser than me saying that we're not what we do. We're not what we say. We're not even what we think. We are so much more than that. For me, one of the most beneficial things about meditation is learning to rest in awareness. Yes, it allows us to be less distracted. Yes, it allows us to be more present and everything else. But the thing it allows us to do is to go beyond our thoughts so that we're no longer limited by that definition we have in our mind. We're no longer limiting others by that definition that we have in our mind. Instead, the mind is free. We're able to connect with people in a way that doesn't limit or define, where there is a sense of space, a sense of limitless potential, or however else we like to think about it. So as much as possible, bring a sense of that into your day, letting go of those stories that you may have about yourself or others in your mind, and instead allowing the mind to feel a little more spacious, a little more interested, and hopefully a little more peaceful as well. Have a great day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.